Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today I want to teach you what I've never taught you before, so pay attention. Today I teach you on what I taught you. The fathers that generations don't forget. I preach this from pain. I want to give you 10, but I give you 5 here because of time. The fathers generations don't forget. All fathers are not equal. Just as all mothers are not equal. I used to tell people, when you get yourself, find yourself in the family, know who your father is. Is my father a patriarch? Is my father just an ordinary father? Is my father a spiritual person? Is my father a financial guru? Who is my father? And when you know who they are, you will pray with them on that level. It is not all father that can be treated anyhow and you go scot-free. He might be in the village, not wearing shoes. But there are things that a father must give to the next generation. Either to his children, adopted children, legal children, or the people that will succeed him. Come, let me show you. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13, 22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children. So most times you think inheritance is money. You think inheritance is dollars. Thank you, Lord Jesus. At the back of your head here, right now, it's paining you. It's so painful. The pain has gone now. So the Bible says, a good man liveth an inheritance. So we think it's property. We think it's assets. It's good. But I will show you what does fathers leave to the next generation. Can I pray for you? I want you to know that when I say fathers, there are some women that they have entered into the trouser of fathers that train children in singularly like this. And those children become great. We have of Timothy, grandmother, and mother trained him. So when I say father, I'm talking about people that have put themselves in the position to carry responsibility and to be a blessing to the people God has put into their hands. All of you, in the name of Father, you will never fail in life. Amen. I read for you Proverbs 13:22 again, NIV. You better pay attention. What I want to teach you now, oh buddy, you have not heard it before. Listen to it. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children. But a sinner's wealth is to the righteous. What does it mean to inherit? Pay attention. Pay attention. You are praying that your father should die so that he can inherit his one bedroom. Pay attention. The house in the village is not your own. Come out nonsense from your head. Let me teach you. What does it mean to inherit? To inherit means to receive by succession or by will. As a heir, or as a successor. They gave it to you. They will it to you. Either you are entitled to it legally, or you got it because you have been adopted, you have been loved, and said, this is your own. Follow me. So when you inherit something, you can inherit it or receive it by succession or by will. What does it mean when I say inheritance? Follow me. Come on, understand now. Inheritance means an acquisition of a possession. It could be property, could be condition, could be trade. It's an acquisition of something. And it comes to you either because you are an offspring or because you have served and it's given to you. There are 5 things I'm going to share with you here that every good father must give to their next generation that will make them not to forget them. Most of you here don't even remember your grandfather or your father because there is nothing remarkable to their name. All fathers in the house, I want to pray for you. This one is big. May your own story be different from their own. Even though the mothers is amen for you, may your story be different from their father's own in the name of Jesus. The first thing of father, that generations to come does not forget. Give to their children, and it move from children to children, is their convictions. The summation of your philosophies, your belief system, your mindset, what worked for you, what made you great, how you survive battles, your convictions. Thank you, precious Lord. That eye problem will be healed. That eye problem will be healed. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 to 19. Your convictions. And the Lord said, this is a convention between God and Abraham. And the Lord said, shall I hide anything from Abraham now, my friend and my servant? What am I going to do? Verse 18. Since Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed through him, and shall bless themselves by him. Verse 19. Please read for me. For I have known and I have chosen and acknowledged him as my own. So that he may what? He may teach his children. Teach and command his children and the sons of his house after him to keep the way of the Lord and to do what is just and righteous. So the Lord may bring Abraham. Somebody say convictions. I need you to say loud and say convictions. So the first gift of father that people don't forget. A father that generations to come don't forget. Father that sons that don't forget give. It's not the gift of property, asset, house or cars, but the gift of what? Convention. Dear convictions. What preserves you as a man? Hey, Ben, your belief system, your philosophies. That is the first gift. The fathers that people don't forget, that generations to come don't forget. 1,000 years, we should be mentioning his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you cannot transfer your convictions to your children, permit me to tell you that you have not done well. If you cannot transfer your convictions to your subordinate, there are things that when it happens in this church, and I'm not around, not by death in Jesus' name, Pastor Paul knows what to do. Why? He has worked with me for years. He has said, this is what he would do naturally. There are things that will happen in my house that my people in the family, from the wife to children, will say, this is what my father will do. My convictions. What are your convictions? What? Because you can't hide your convictions. You still talk about them. If you are here, somebody say, I hear you. Come, let me show you. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. Then 7, then 20 to 21. It's a long read. Now, this is instruction. The laws, the perception with the Lord your God commanded me to teach you that you might do them in the land which thou go to possess. Verse 2. You may reverently fear the Lord your God. You and your son. So if I fear God and my son does not fear God, something is wrong. And your son's sons, and keep his statutes and his commandment, which I command you all the days of your life. And that your days may be prolonged. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Verse 7. You shall whet and sharpen them as to make them penetrate. Can you imagine? Why? Because you are going to teach it to your children. Make them penetrate and teach and impress them. Impress, I mean stamp them diligently upon the minds and the heart of your children. What are you impressing on your children? How dare you sit down and tell your children not to greet people in the church? How dare you tell? How dare you? Put it back there. I'm still teaching. And shall talk of them when you see it in your house, sir. Not rumor, not gossip, but you teach them your convictions, sir. Your perceptions, your mindset, your philosophies, what you believe. You sit down in the house and teach them. Teaching your children and rumor in the house shows that you have nothing to give to your generation. And when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up, 20 to 21. When your sons ask you in times to come, how can they ask you when you don't have time to even sit down? When they ask you that to come, what is the meaning of the testaments and the statutes and a precept which the Lord our God has commanded you? Verse 21. Everybody, read it, let me hear you. And here God is saying, everything you have learned, the pains you have gone through, all the testimonies that has built up your conviction, your experiences. He said, write them down. Make sure you are close to your children enough to pass it to them. Don't die without teaching them this. Somebody say, I hear you. Don't die. Practice them in front of them. Practice your conviction. And let them see that this is what has worked for me. There are some things that have worked for me. I can't hide it. You can't hide it. Should I still continue? Yes, so the first thing fathers give to their generation and make them never to be forgotten is what? I like to hear you again. Bible says in Philippians 2, for let this mind be in you. Now you want to be like Jesus? What did you do? Let the mind of Jesus be in you. You want your sons to continue from you? Let this mind be in you and pass it to them, the mindset. Somebody say mindset. Mindset. The mindset. So you have to give your generation first what? Your conviction. Physically, spiritually, you have to give it to them. Transfer your convictions. Transfer your mindset. Transfer your philosophies. Transfer your belief. Transfer it to them. Proverbs 23 verse 7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. See, the mindset of poverty, oh my God, it's transferable. The mindset of failure is transferable. Please look at me, Father, sir. If you have failed, please don't transfer the mindset of failure to your children. Somebody say, I hear you. I went to see my friend. He was working in Swiss here then. In Adeola Odeku, and it was busy, so I went to the bank in front, I think it's Union Bank or First Bank, in front of Swiss. Yeah. So I was sitting there when a man was congratulating his son that, congratulations, you are finished your OND now. I've spoken to the management here, so anytime from now, you will join us here and become a security. So when the father left, I was talking to this young man, and I said, hello, guy. He said, hello, sir. I'm talking about, I was 27 years then. In fact, I was 26, not 27. I just came to this land. 26. But by the reason of the mantle on my life, I look so mature. So the boy was talking. I said, you are finished when he said yes. Congratulations. And your father said you are going to be a security here. He said yes. And the father said that, you know, in our family, we are like this. Everybody can be like this, not me, him, God forbid. He said in their family they are like this, that some families are bigger than the other family. So I told the boy, your father can be like this, you can choose to be like this. You can change the story. And he said, how? Are you born again? He said, yes. Which church you go? He said, told me, I said, let me pray for you. I pray for him. I said, the next time I'm going to see you, I'm going to meet you in high places. I said, work here as a security, but don't leave here in the next 3 months and go for your HND. And leave. I went to the bank a few years later. I married at 28. 29, 30, I went to the bank. So 26, 27, 28, 29. So 3 years later, I went to a bank. And they called me to come. And when I said, what? He said, somebody's calling. I went, they said, sir, I'm the one that called you. I'm the one managing this place. How did you do it? He said, said, God helped me. How did you become? He said, God helped me. He did my transaction for me and he gave me money in an envelope. How much? It's not your business. Fathers don't see everything. Praise God. So God lifted him. Can I pray for you as your father? The door that was shut against your father, may they be open for you easily. Look at me. If you give your children money and property as their first inheritance, let me tell you, they will waste it. Shall I prove it to you? Remember the prodigal son? Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 2. The prodigal son left. Look at me. He went with property, but he didn't go with what made his father great. You didn't get it? Joshua got that one for the first time. I'm preaching. He didn't go. That was how he had to come back and learn what made his father great. When you see great people, stop pursuing what they have. Find out their mindset. Find out their philosophies. Find out their belief system. Find out the covenant that held them. And let me tell you, you will produce their results. If you are learning something, shout hallelujah. Stop going after people's pocket. There are fathers that they tried, but they didn't know they had to pass the convention. My daughter was 1 year when we opened Save the African Foundation, and I said, hello, treasure. You are going to be great. And you are going to take care of this for me. I will send as many people to school, but when you are done, you will continue from where I stop. She was a baby, 1 year. She'll be 23 this year. So we did that 22 years ago. What are your convictions? I'm asking you. What's your belief system? What are your philosophies? For all your philosophies to fight another family, they fought. That's it. What's your mindset? What makes life work for you? What are the sacrifices that is making you to still stand? In the name of Jesus, I speak over this house. For everyone that believe in this little man here. And to you, I'm not little but a great man. The key that will make your life easy, may you get them. The key that will make your life to excel and be great. The key that will turn your life to an excellent life, may you get them in life. And when you receive them, may God help you to be sensitive in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the first gift of father that generation to come, don't forget, give to their children is what? Not hearing their what? Will you remember this message? When you notice that your sons or daughter, they are going after your pocket, teach them. Teach them. There is something in my head than what is in my pocket. Teach your children to know that property is not the first inheritance. Number two. The second thing that the fathers, Bible says, a good man and for his first children. Okay, what are the inheritance? The second thing that fathers give that the generation to come, don't forget, the first one you have known already is what? And the next one is your name. Your name. Your name. By your name, I mean your credibility. By your name, I mean your track record. By your name, I mean your impact. By your name, I mean your value. By your name, I mean your contribution. I say again, your credibility. Your track record, your values, your impact, and your contribution. Genesis 12, verse 2, very important. Please open your Bible. Can you please read for yourself this one, loud and clear, everybody? Read. Let me hear you now. Go. Say it again, say it again. Say it again, say it again. Okay, continue. There is a difference between being great and having a great name. When you are great, you are great for yourself. But when you have a great name, generation to come can use it as a leverage. There are places your children will get and say, I am the son of Adeyemi. And say, which Adeyemi? I am the son of Agbola. Which Agbola? Your name, your credibility, your track record, your value, your contribution. Let me show you something here today. Today marks the end of shame in your life. Yeah. Your name is either going to be a key or a padlock. Your name will either open doors for your children or padlock them when they are about to rise. You better build a good name and don't let anybody rubbish your name. And if you are here just like me, they have rubbished your name so much. May the Lord vindicate you. Amen. Carry your Bible. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. See, you can't be neutral. Your name is either a key or a padlock. I want to pray for you. Put the Philippians there. I want to pray for you. May your name be a key.
Amen.
You don't need my prayer. No problem. You don't need it. May your name be a key.
Amen.
That wherever your children get told, they shall have access.
Amen.
If you are the one I pray for, say a big amen. Let me hear you.
Amen.
Looking at it from the beginning, Jesus said, let this mindset be you. This man, once it is in you, you will do well. This is a name. He gave us a name. Wherefore God has also and has given him what? Jesus said, take my name, do anything you like with it, pursue, deal with demons. Verse 10, that at the mention of the name, that is why the name of Jesus can never be forgotten. Your great grandfather's name is forgotten. Do you know why? There is no conviction from them. There is no philosophy, no belief system. And the one they gave to you about Amadioha and all of them, what have you done with it? And the second one, I'm talking about the name. May your name open door for your children. In the name of Jesus, whether you believe this or not, because you're in this service, may your name never padlock your children. Not hearing you. In the name of Jesus, may your name never make your children suffer.
Amen.
So Jesus gave us his name. So the second thing that fathers can give to the next generation. And please listen to me. If you are here today, let me quickly stop there. Don't forget where I stop. And you are saying that you have no father. Congratulations. You say you have no father, say? Congratulations. You said your father and your congratulations. Connect yourself to a father. Once you have connected yourself to a father, go for his conventions.
Oh, Jesus.
Go for his belief system. Go for his mindset. Go for his philosophies. Huh? Most times, people don't know that adopted children, most times, they are the most powerful. And God gave birth to Israel, yeah?
Yep.
But adopted us. But we love him more than Israel.
Yes, sir.
A child that is given to you, Paul, you have no choice over him.
Yes,
but an adopted child, you look at him very well. Look at his ears. Look at his nose. Look, I like this one. Adopted children, whether you like it or not, is your child. Sorry. Is your child, but adopted child, what you chose him. Somebody, you are here, God has chosen you.
Amen.
Am I in the right church? Let me check. Am I in the right church? Let me continue. So the second thing that the fathers give to the children and the generation is going to forget is what?
The name.
Mark chapter 16 verse 17. It's 10, but I'll give you 5. And these signs shall follow them that believe. They are not here. So let me ask you, is Jesus' name a key or a padlock? I'm not hearing. Is Jesus' name a key or a padlock? Okay, connect to this altar. Let me pray for you. May your own name be a key.
Yes.
That's the best amen I've had today. I said, may your own name never be a padlock.
Yes.
If you are the one I pray for, shout the biggest amen and carry your blessings.
Yes.
Now, it is not only the name of Jesus that is powerful on this earth. There are some names that when you call, you get a job. There are some names. When you call, what did you say now? Amatanya? Wait, I'm coming. And there's a name when you call, you will suffer. And that is why you see people changing their names. They change the names. They will now go and pick the name of their grandfather so that they will not leave that lineage. Shall I say continue? I have seen cleaners that have good names. I have seen organizers. They say, you are the daughter of what? That cleaner. Please wait. You have gotten this job. You might not have money. Please build a name. Are you listening to me now? Build a name. Don't stop. Look, everything we are doing, both good and bad and mistake, is a credit or discredit to our name. Don't forget, I said name, your credibility, your track record. You remember now? You remember your value? You remember? Yeah? You remember? They are building. They are building. That's what I told you. I said, I will not do anything that will bring shame to you. May your name never bring shame to your family.
Yeah.
The fathers that generations do not forget. All men here, all mothers here, may God make you one of them.
Yeah.
Now listen to me. If you are here, and things are hard for you, don't stop building a name. That name will speak for you and your children.
Amen.
Did I hear amen?
Amen.
Did I hear amen?
Amen?
I used to tell my children. A few years ago, my children went and started searching my name. I said, Daddy, your name is everywhere in Google. When will our name enter the place? I said, you will build it. Then I said, you don't have to build much. Just do well. And stand on this name. And if you are here, your father didn't give you a name. May you build a name for your children.
Yes.
I pray for you from my heart. May you build a name for your children.
Yes.
May your children be happy to associate with you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Please, don't play with your credibility. Don't play with your track record. Don't play with your credentials. They are building. And it will either open door for your children, or padlock them. If you are here today and the name of your parents have padlocked you. If you are here today and the name of your parents have made life to make you suffer. I came as a father and I pray for you. Through you, may you build a new name. The suffering, the delay of your life, I pray for you as a father, they are terminated now.
Amen.
If you are the one I pray for, shout the biggest amen now.
Amen.
Jesus said, in my name, likewise, build a name. My daughter was in a particular embassy in Europe, and when they heard that name, I said, please, is it the Akinola? She was smiling. Please, is it the Akinola? I said, which Akinola? Reverend Akinola, not in Nigeria. If I abuse that woman, they will just say, we have been looking for his children. They were now praising for her. Keep this name. Your father is a good man. I was in Belgium for almost a year. I left the church for you and other pastors. When I was coming home, a lady told me, say, Uncle, we have been watching you. We watch you. You don't even have one girlfriend, one babe to even go out and flex. We'll leave you in the house and we'll come back home. People are watching. No woman come here. Uncle, you don't know how to enjoy yourself? And I said, that's not what brought me here. What brought me here is a name. I want to pray for you, Joe. Your name will not spoil. You don't want to say amen. Let me face this place. Better customer here. Your name will not spoil. Let me face it. Your name will not rot him. If you are the one I pray for, say your loudest amen here. May God give you a great name. May your name never be a padlock. Thank you, precious Lord. Proverbs 22 verse 1. Proverbs, he said, a good name is rather to be chosen than riches. Don't rejoice to come from a rich family. That money can disappear. Rejoice that you have a family that has a name. Why? A good name can buy riches, but riches cannot buy a good name. So I say it again. Think a good name can buy riches. Oh yeah? Oh yeah? It can buy riches. But riches cannot buy a good name. Check the Bible for me. Are you getting blessed? Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1. A good name is better than precious ointment. Ecclesiastes 7. And the day of death than the days of... We are not dying now. Amen. Man of God, sir. Fathers in the house, sir. Elders in the house, sir. Pay attention to what I'm teaching you today. It's good to be anointed. It's good to speak in tongues. But permit me to tell you, it's better to have a name. Anointing without a name, your children might not enjoy you fully. Build a record. Build credibility. You will not fail in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Not hearing you, you will not fail in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is how you will know if your name is good. They are loving family. They are loving. They are loving. They are loving. John chapter 13, verse 33. By this shall all men know. By this shall all men know that you are my disciple. When you love one another, the Bible says, by this shall all men know. The Bible says it's good to speak, it's not to have faith, but out of all of it, the greatest is what? Love. It's love. Jesus defeated Satan on the cross, not by power, but by love. Number three. What is number one?
Condition.
What is conviction? Your belief system. Your philosophies. Your mindset. Huh? What is number two? What is your name?
Credibility.
Impact. Pound sterling. Frustration. Contribution. Huh? Salvation. Huh? Value. Huh? Number three. The third thing. We are going to five. I have 10. But I pocket 5. I give you 5 because of time. When am I going to give you the rest? Come and collect it. The third thing. The fathers. Give that not even their sons alone, not even their daughters, that generation to come. Benny, give is their relationship and their connections. Carry. I'm going to be using Jesus and I'm going to be using us. If you ever want to bless your subordinate, people coming behind you, sons and adopted children. You want to pass something to them. What to pass to them? Apart from convictions, apart from a name, is your relationship. John chapter 19, verse 26. I'm showing you from the Bible. Relationship and connection can give a leverage, can make your children not to suffer. Look at it. When Jesus, therefore, was on the cross, John 19:26. When Jesus was on the cross, look at the transaction there. Put it there now. Are you ashamed? Are you shy? John 19:26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and disciple whom he loved standing nearby. Look at, don't forget, everybody has left him. But John stayed. The mother said, let that one be there, don't worry. There comes a time in your life, look at me, everybody will leave you. They will misunderstand you. They will think you are crazy. But mark this. John, the beloved, did not go. And he said to his mother, dear mother, he's on the cross like this, oh. See, here is your son. Don't forget, verse 27. I want to show you connections and relationship. 27 now. Change the man that is on that media now. Then he said to the disciple. He said to the mother first. He said, mother, see what? Your son. He now said to the son, that is to the disciple, and said, see, here is your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own keeping him. Jesus was saying, this is the woman that raised me, that made me to be great. It is not easy for this woman to carry word for 9 months. He said, please respect her. He now said, John, take this woman and take care of her. She will teach you what sustained me. She will teach you what made me great. She will teach you how you will not die like others. Other disciples die as a martyr. John the Baptist did not die anyhow. Why? Mary poured something on his life. Somebody say connections. I'm still showing you more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John, you are the one that stood by me. Everybody has gone. He said, let me give you this mother, this woman. Take care of her. And what I know that made me great, he will transfer it to you. No wonder all the meeting at Island Patmos of Island, at the Island of Patmos. No wonder there's something that John knew that others didn't know. Should I continue? Relationship can give your children a leverage. Come, let me show you. When Jesus was going, he said, I am going, but I'm going to send. You are not going to be alone. Come and see. Come and see. John 14, 16 to 18. Please, look at it. And I will ask the Father that he will give you another comforter since I'm going. Okay, when you go now, what happened to your children? A counselor, a helper, intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener, standby, like standby generator, that he may remain with you for help, for what? So Jesus said, I'm going, but I'm connecting you to the Holy Spirit so that you will not fail. You don't understand. All it takes relationship. Let me show you again. You will see people. All of you look at me now. Don't write any nonsense. Look at me. You will see people. They hear that somebody's daughter is doing marriage. Hey, they will fly from America and come there. When they are coming, they come with their children. And they come with a gift. That child, that woman, they give something to. They don't know them. Mm-mm. They heard that your son is doing birthday. And they came with limousine. They came. Does that child know them? But they came with their children. And they say, this is my son, brother prophet. This is my daughter, benefit. Oh, yeah, people should be playing together. What are they giving them? Thank you. But you, all the old and the party, you shouldn't be going there. You are deceiving yourself. Build a connection before you will need them. And when it is time, you will be able to say, wait, hello, go to Kemi was in my office one day when one of the most powerful people in Nigeria called me. You don't remember? So I said, pick it. And she's shaking. I said, pick it. What connection do you have that people cannot touch you anyhow? Is there anybody you can touch anyhow? You touch me, people will fight for me. It's a connection I built. I didn't run after it. I built it with time. But you are so stingy. People will do marriage, you will not go. You will not give them anything. You don't relate with them. Ah, God. People will give birth. You say, I don't have. You are always not having, but you are keeping dollars. I want to pray for you. And the day you will need men, you will not be disappointed. Yeah. Even the amen has men behind it. Even the you don't transfer wealth before you transfer relationship. Some children are in school now. The job they will do is waiting for them. You don't know? Oh my God. That's why you see people in the world, they have built judicial connection. They have built political connection, political relationship, political connection. They have built, oh my God. So, and as they have built it, they begin to pass it to their children. Believers are there speaking in tongues, but they are stranded. Somebody receive sense in Jesus' name. Every man that is made by relationship and sustained by the circle of the man that is connected to. Every man that is made by relationship. When God wants to give you anything, He will not come down. He will give you through who? Through man. Oh my God. Bible says, anybody rejoicing? Rejoice with them. But no. You don't barge into an anointing, into a future you did not invest in. Relationship will cost you investment. He will cost you, hello, I don't see I should greet you. Their birthday, you give them something. And listen to me now. Because of relationship, you let your name be bold with your card so that they will record it. I remember that name. When I was doing my 60th birthday, he brought this. It has been recorded for you. But no. I surrender. I don't have anything. See your life. Should I still continue? If you're angry, shout hallelujah. Who have you helped before? Who have you lifted before? How many people have you wiped away their tears? I'm just asking. How many people have you wiped away their tears like this? No. If you want me to continue, somebody say, I hear you. So as a father, that people will not forget, build relationship. And give it to what? And give it to what? And give it to what? A woman was in a Ajao outreach. And she used to send money to Dublin to the sisters. Until one day I told her, I said, you two go, leave. And I said, Dad, and I said, go. And she had only one child and they went to Dublin. And for many years I didn't hear from her again. So I started tracing, where is she? What happened to her? So I traced and I said, Anna, what happened? Is she sick? I couldn't get her. One day, a few years ago, the daughter called me. The daughter. How old is that girl? Is it 6 or 7 when they travel? She said she's married. He said, hello, Daddy Femi, I'm here with my husband. She said, her mother died in social time and I've been trying to look for you. I might not be calling you every time, but Daddy Femi, you remain the only pastor my mother said I should call, even on a dying bed. Daddy Femi, my name is so, the daughter of Indideka. I said, what? I jump up. What relationship have you built that people will jump up? I said, what happened? She said, she is dead. And she said, look for Daddy Femi. make sure you don't disconnect from her. Great people are still connecting to this name. Now you think I'm useless. God knows I'm not useless. She is dead, but I couldn't stop my tears. They said, one lymphatic, whatever. I want to pray for you. The connections that will carry your children when you are no more, may you build them on time. I'm not hearing you. The connections that will open door for your children, may you build them on time. May you be able to give to your children connections that will help them in the name of Jesus. I used to tell my children, I don't have so many people in my circle, but I have very important people in my circle. Don't pray anything touch you. When anything touch you, you will know I have both men and I have spirits. So I told them. Number four. This is the one that all of you wanted. Physical asset. Physical asset. Now this can be property. This can be a business. This can be cash. This can be estate. This is worth giving to children. It's worth giving to children. It's worth. But don't give them this one first without convictions. Your name and your connection. Now this one, number 27, 6 to 11. It's very important you pay attention to this. Fathers, I have something to tell you. You are not going to be angry with me. Just pay attention. I love you. I'm a father too. And I'm telling you, I will not rub you on the mouth. So follow me. Let me show you this. Number 27, 6 to 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, the request of the daughters of Zelophehad is justified. You shall certainly give them a possession as an inheritance among their father's brothers. You know, because they are ladies, they don't want to give them their father's inheritance. This lady took their case to Moses. And Moses said, "Will let me talk to God. Good father." And God said, "Give them what belongs to them. And you shall transfer their father's inheritance to them. Further, you shall say to this Israelite, if a man dies and has no son, you shall transfer him to his daughters. Till now, Ibo, do you do that? Does that mean that you people think you are bigger than God? I'm coming for you. Did you not see that? The Lord said to Moses, and said to Israel, if a man die and he has no son, you are murmuring it. Say it now. Oh yeah. And you shall do what? To pass over here. Ibo kwenu. Kwezu. Una de duam. Don't worry. Today is not that matter. If a man has no daughter, then he shall give his inheritance to his brothers. But no, you believe that the brothers will have it and the daughters will suffer. Esther, don't cover your nose. I'm coming for you. Why? Every evil man here, I pray, may God give you your own money. Remove your eyes from your brother's sin. Let me continue. He did cough this morning. I bind every useless cough here. If a man then has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. If a man has no brother, then you shall give his inheritance to his nearest relative in his own family. And he shall take possession of it. It shall be a statute and an ordinance to the Israelite, just as the Lord had commanded it. Who commanded it? Who commanded it? So giving your children a car is a leverage. It's good. Giving your children a house is good. When a child comes out of university today, what kind of job can he do that he will pay his house rent? What kind of job? It's not every one of them see job in Shell or KPM and G or whatever. God will bless every father in the house. This is another long read. I'm not going to go there. Media, face me. Let me say something to you. Let me challenge every man here But the Lord will give you long life. May the Lord give you grace to see many more years. But please use your favor. Use your name and your connection to provide a leverage for your children. You might have started on level zero. Media looking at me. But don't be a selfish father. Build something down for your children. Let me assist you. Please, let us give them a land. Let me start. Let us give them a house. If you cannot give them a house, don't judge me. Wait. Give them a land. If you cannot give him or her a land, look at me. Give them a car. If you cannot give them a car, look at me. Look at me quickly. Send them abroad. If you cannot send them abroad, as he's finishing school, give them cash to start their lives. Did I say well? I want to pray for you as you continue, media. May God give you grace to be very great. Without playing and cutting corners, may you give something to your children. May you rise and be great in this one time you have come to this world. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen. Let me hear you. So as we train them, let's give them a house. You are a graduate now. Take. So that child will not have to pay house rent. It's a big leverage. Ah, my son, prophet. I've not been able to build house, but my land has so placed. Go and take it. Sell it and do anything you want to do with it. It gives you my leverage. Or you have finished school. I want you to be a pride among your colleagues. This is a car. He could sell the car and start his life with it. It's a leverage. Another one that is very good. Send them abroad. If you send a child abroad, it's bigger than giving them a household. You don't know? You are giving that child a big leverage. You will send money every month. You will send money every week. You will have bad head. You will grow white hair. But you are building something for them. You are changing. I'm telling you. Let me tell you. The earlier your children separate from you, the greater, the best, better for you. Those children forming around you. Now, wahala, let them go. Send them where? Send them abroad. And don't send them abroad without having something to take care of them. That girl said she was in Cyprus. She called me on her when I was doing What Do We Want. And she said she's there in Cyprus. She said she couldn't continue school, so she had to leave school, and she's now a photographer. I almost messed up that television. I said, a lady, how do you do it? He said, we'll talk later. May God give you enough to take care of your children. I'm not hearing you. May God give you enough to take care of your children. May God give you enough to take care of your children. And if you cannot give them a house, you cannot give them a land, you can't give them a land, a car, you can't send them abroad, give them what? Money, cash. My daughter benefit. This is all I've been able to save. Pray on that money and put it in his own hand. And you are giving that child a leverage. Are you being blessed? If you have been blessed, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is number one thing that the father must give to his children or generation? What is conviction? Mindset? Belief system? Your philosophy? Thank you. What is the second thing? Mandy? Game. What is in your name? Your credibility, your impact, your value system. What is the third thing you give? Relationship. I didn't say you should give your son, your girlfriend. That's not it. Because Benson is saying there's no problem, I know what to give. That's not it. A relationship, your connection, the doors that you have built. It might be just one. Keep it well. I posted something on TikTok, and I was talking about some things you have to hide. And one of them, they are your helpers. Put them on your chest and pray for them. Some helpers are transferable to children. Penny. Just as some enemies are transferable, some are transferable. And now number four. Assets. Personal asset. Now number five. What is that thing that the father can give to the next generation or sons? Your mantle. For me, this is the biggest. For me, this is the greatest. Follow me. Everybody was pursuing, I want to be a son of prophet. But Elisha pursued what? The mantle. Elisha pursued what? I'm not in the right shot. Elisha pursued what? He said, stay here in Gilgal. I know they stay. Stay here in this. I know they stay. Later, I said, what do you want? He said, I want double portion. All of you listen to me. Abraham had 8 children. Maybe you don't know. When you get home, check Genesis 25. From 1, 2 to 3. Keturah gave him 6 children. Sarah gave him 1 son. And Hagar gave him another 8 sons. Now, among all of them, he gave Isaac his mantle and gave all the other children gifts. Come and see. Genesis 25, verse 5 and 6. I'm running up now. And Abraham gave all he had unto Isaac. Now, when you saw that, you think all he had is in time of property. No, it was his mantle. Verse 6, the Bible said, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent him away from his son, from Isaac his son, while he yet lived eastward. And God bless. I continue now. Verse 11. Let's go to verse 11 quickly. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt in, you know. So when he gave Isaac the mantle, what about the rest? I'm going to teach you something here today that will help you. Come. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. Follow me. I want to show you. I have 3 minutes more. I'm going to take 10 more minutes. Then Isaac sold in the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and Lord bless him. So you are taking what he gave to her. This thing was all the property. No. He gave him mantle. He had to still work. He had to still labor. And the man was great and went forward. May you was great. Yes. May you go forward. And he grew until he became very, very what? Great. Why? The greatness of his father was upon his head. Are you still with me there? No, go to verse 14 now. For he had possession of flocks. Not the one his father... Oh, God. Not the one the father gave him. And possession of herds. Don't forget, he's not the firstborn. And great store of servant. Not inherited from his father. And the Philistine, may others envy you. Yeah. Once he has collected the mantle, there's nothing more. So what you must give to your next generation, as a father, some mothers still carry this mantle low. They are there, but they are there. It's your mantle. Your mantle is bigger than your convictions. Your mantle is bigger than your name. Your mantle is bigger than your relationship. Your mantle is bigger than your properties and your assets. Thank you, precious Lord. Look at me. Have you noticed people that are close to great men of God? Some of them are not great. Ask me why. Ask me why. What they are looking, number one, is their fault, their mistakes, their result, and their pocket. Don't look at his mistake. If I fart beside you now, you must hear the smell. Forget anointing. It doesn't affect fart. Are you listening to me now? If I remove clothes now, there are some things you not like. Say, he doesn't even have six-pack. That's not what you came to my close to me to see. The reason why people allow great men don't have greatness is because they look at their boss. They look at their, I want to have big church. They look at their mistake and their fault. Look go for his mantle. Go for his what? Go for his what? My mother's younger brother became the driver of Pastor Sakbo, the chairman and the second in command of the Apostle Church worldwide. Anytime I finish school, exam school, I go to that place and I sit down at the corridor. When my uncle drop him, he will pass beside me. Sakbo! Sakbo, when Sakbo is coming, you will move. Very anointed. And I ask myself, as a secondary school boy, this Baba want to carry this anointing to the graveyard. I will not allow it. So every time I finish exam, I come there, I sit down. So when he's passing, I greet him. Your superior might not answer you. Don't worry. Pursue what you want. So he's tired with his thick glasses. Just say, God bless you. How are you? And one day he said, the young man, how are you? And I said, fine, sir. I wasn't sitting down again, smiling. I said, I know this day will come. And he said, are you the daughter of mention my mother's full name? I said, Benny, sir. And he said, kneel down. My uncle said, I've been working for this man for years. He has never told me to kneel down. How did you do it? I said, God give me sense. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. May God give you sense. Yeah. Sit down. So as a secondary school boy, when I'm going there, I will buy fruit and drop in their kitchen. He's so small, I can't give him. Secondary school. I'll give it. I'll draw. So the maid said, tell me. I said, ma. What? I said, don't worry. I know what I want. 2 weeks after he prayed for me, he died. I have collected what I wanted. Stop going for people's pockets. In fact, tell them to keep their money. Pursue. And once you have their mantle, road will open for you. It's not joke, except I don't need it. Possible! Madam, if I need it, it will what? It will come. Ben. I feel my money there. If I eat what? Come. Without me playing games? Without me stealing? Stretch your hand to this altar, let me pray for you. It's just one prayer, just one. May your life be a different story from the people you met in front. Yeah. From my heart, I pray for you. May your life be a different tone from the people that give birth to you. Yeah. May what you will give your children be bigger than what your father gave to you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Oh, katosh, kere, marato. May what you will give to your daughters be what your generation cannot understand in the name of Jesus. Yeah. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. Amen. Sit down, but don't go down. Let me quickly tell you a story before I finish. Jacob said, so Isaac wants to die. Sorry. You know he has collected from his father. He was now, he now want to give it to his son. You know. He now said, go and get me a venison. Look at me. I didn't say anything now. Go and get me what? A venison. But there are goats. There are everything in the house there. He said, no. The mantle will cost you a price. And when he had brought it, unfortunately, they switched it. But because the price was greater, he wanted it, he collected it, he did not even look at anything. He has released a mantle. A man of God does not have two mantles, it's only one. Oh, God. It is one person that will collect it, and others will serve him. And when he came, he ate. The Bible says he's so blessed. Man, say even your mother's children will serve you. No, be so. When the prayer came, he said, bless me too. He said, there is nothing. It has been let me tell you. When there is mantle on your head, let me tell you, your cup can never run dry. There are people here carrying empty head around with a full cup. That is why sometimes you don't have anything. Because what is on your head controls your pocket and your cup. What is on your head? Thou anointed my head with oil. You didn't say it. What run over? Why? Because there is what? By the reason of the oil on my head. I pray for you. Your cup will no longer be dry. Your amen is sluggish like okra. By the reason of the oil on this head, your bank account will no longer be dry. See. What is in your hand can evaporate, but what is on your head cannot diminish. By the reason of the oil on this head, I pray for you. May your life be great among great people in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Thou anointed my head with oil. So when your head is anointed, it affects your bank account. It affects your... It affects everything. It's only God that knows how we see money. Your people in Lekki said I'm carrying cocaine. God knows I don't even know how cocaine looks like. What pained them was how is he surviving? Because I have never called trustee to help me. Your convictions. Your name. Relationship and connection. Physical asset, and I broke it down for you. House or land, a car, send them abroad or give them cash. Look at me, fathers, it shall be possible for you.
Yes.
Not hearing you, it shall be possible for you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, you will not die.
Yes.
Not hearing, in the name of Jesus, you will not die.
Yes.
Go for the mantle. Not for the asset. Let me tell you, asset can have problem. It can be stolen. That stupid boy can meet a girl now, and the girl will marry him and collect everything. So you know. You don't know? You don't know? He can meet a girl now, and the girl... I used to be saying, I love you. Okay, I want to round off with this. How do I collect what this father would drop? How do I collect it? Number one, honor. 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 You will not get it if you dishonor fathers. Somebody very, very close to me, I told him, your mother will soon die. Go and be going to her house every day. The woman cannot go to the toilet again, so they have to put on gloves and pack her, clean her up. I said, be doing it until she died. I said, our director, I said, Sheo. I said, you have flaunted two. This is your last lifeline. Go and do it. So he went the first week. He went the second week. He went the third week. He went 2 months. And he didn't go again. So I said, have you been going to do what I said you should do? He said, no. I said, there is a mantle your father placed on your mother before he died. Your mother died, your father died when you were very small. But he released the mantle upon his wife. Give it to any of these children that is responsible. Go and collect it. He didn't go again. What is that? Well, if you know him, when I see him in my house, I say, did you go to where since you go? He said, well, director, few weeks later, Brabin, the woman died. But before she died, a particular grandchild came. When the grandchild came, grandma, started taking care of her. And when it's about time for the woman to die, she just said, my daughter, I don't know why God put me in this condition, but there's something my husband poured into me that I should give it to any child that is available. She said, since you are the one that is available, said, may you be greater than every seed that comes out from our tummy. How do I know? I was in Belgium When a girl called, I will not tell you what the girl is doing because they are popular family. I say, hello, uncle. They call me uncle. You know, when you are so close to a family. And I say, how? He said, I'm so. I'm this. I said, okay, how are you? He said, I used to be the this of. I said, oh, how are you? He said, before grandma died, I was going there. I don't know. The place was messed up. Nobody was attending to her. And I was taking care of her. He said, grandma blessed me. And grandma said, may I be greater than all our children. And all our children. I said, what is your name? He said, daddy, pray for me. The battle is too much. I said, what you carry will bring battle. But what we carry, the mantle will swallow your battle. I said, don't worry. I said, I have no much prayer to pray for you. What did I do? I said, already. So I just pray for. I said, but you receive grace to fight and win. I want to pray for somebody here. No matter your battle, may mantle swallow them in the name of Jesus. That is why when you get close to a man of God, face what you went there to do. What I said you do. What I said you do. And I'm telling you now, I'm not ashamed. Before anybody will come close to me, I will give them the test of their life. Before you enter my life, before you penetrate my system, I tell you now, I say we are going to test. I will give you the test of your life. No, you will not need to compromise. I won't tell you to remove your clothes, but I will give you the test of your life. You won't come close to me anyhow and spoil my life. I see this generation, they spoil fathers anyhow. It's one thing, you have gone to common session to abuse people. Hey, I call one boy in this church, I say, you are abusing Suleiman. Forget about anything anybody saying about him. You are abusing him. Do you know where him and God put it together? Do you know the discussion between him and God? I said, from today, I am not your father. I am not your father. No matter what I see about fathers, when I see them, I go on my knees. You won't believe it. In Mifunami, I was coming out from Kedah Airport to tell. I was at the counter like this. And I saw Pastor Femi Emmanuel. And I lie down prostrate on the floor. Me there, they used to celebrate me when I get to that place. Ah, Baba, Baba. When they now saw me on the floor, they now say, ah, Baba Turi Baba. And the man saw and he said, man of God, please stand up. Stand up. And he was carrying me that I deliberately waited so that he can touch me more. And he said, ah, stand up. I said, So I quickly rushed to the car, carry money, and put in his hand. But no, you. I said, all these fathers, all these wicked fathers, they are building mansion. Holy Nirue. Whatever you are saying, you better say it in your house. When you see them. Eh? If you cannot make sure no work, oh, honor them. If you dishonor a father, look at me, you cannot collect nothing from him. I stand here to tell you that some people, when I see their call, I will wake up. Then, when I see their call, I will do what? And I will call them back. If you are here and I say, ah, why? That means you are not part of them. If you are part of them, you will know. When I see your missed call, because you are part of my life. You have built a relationship. What relationship have you built? Honor is not free. Mantle is not free. Sorry. It comes with what? Honor. Honor the Lord. Honor the people in front of you. And let me tell you, look at me. They will just release it to you, but no. And finally, service and partnership. You want to collect that thing from them? Serve them. Blessing come from service. Partner with what they are doing, and the thing will flow on your life. I believe with this few points of mine today, somebody has at least something that they can give to their children. Okay, wait. Now let me say this. Maybe you are here. Unfortunately, your husband is not doing anything. When I say not doing anything, he doesn't want to be responsible. You are the one that will carry your husband and carry your children. Don't worry. I connect you to myself right now that you will not fail. And God will grant you grace to carry this responsibility. And when it's time for you to eat the fruit of your labor, you will not be found wanting in the name of Jesus. Every father in the house, I am praying for you that your children will not grow and call you a nonentity. What you are going to give to them, the Lord will give to you.
Yes,
from conviction, the Lord will give to you.
Yes,
when my daughter was going to leave this country, I told you, this is what I believe. I had 1 million. So we wrote the check of 1 million. She said, you and Mr. Sagis won't count the money. I called her into my office. And I said, Wisdom, we need almost 30 million. I have 1 million. I didn't know I was crying. I said, I'm not going to beg from anybody. This is all I have. We'll give it to God. And we prayed. We prayed. We prayed. We prayed. And I said, take it and go and drop it. That week, we saw 21 million. Apart from the ones that some people say, okay, daddy, take and give us later. Why? I had convictions to give to this girl. Oh God, what do you have to give your children? Build it. Don't hide it. You might not be able to hide for a very long time. They are going to see your pain. Your children are watching. And let me tell you, especially boys. Boys, they don't have time for all the film. Nalayo, boys are watching fathers. They saw your pain. They saw your gain. They saw how you shine. They saw how you fought. And as they grow, they have decided either to follow you or to unfollow you. Boys especially. Girls, they watch their mother. How the mother treats their father. How the mother takes care of their father. And as they grow, they fall in love with their father. That is, if their mother has not finished him, oh. And if he has not finished himself too, oh. And they just follow. But when she sees that they can't take care of her, she will go outside. Your children will not become vagabonds.
Amen.
Did this service bless you?
Amen.
If this service bless you, rise on your feet. Clap for Jesus as we pray. Who can stand against our God? No one can. No one will. I'm not hearing you. Who can stand?
Who can stand against the King?
No one can.
No one.
Oh. Oh, oh.
As I pray for you, as a father, you will not fail. As a mother, you will not fail. As a parent, you will not fail. Your name will not be stained. Your name will not be rusticated. Your name will not be polluted. What you are going to give to your children, the Lord give you, make it easy for you to gather in the name of Jesus. Your convictions, your name, your relationship. I pray the Lord help you build a good one in the name of Jesus. Your name will not become a parlor for them in the name of Jesus. May your name open door for your generation in the name of Jesus. Help me with your name as I pray for you. That name you just mentioned, you will not suffer. That name, I register it in the heavenlies that it will open door for your children in the name of Jesus. Paul said, Timothy, we know Timothy. We know his mother. We know his grandmother. Your grandmother might not be armed, but you that you are listening to me here now, may you build a good name for your family and children in the name of Jesus. Put that hand on your chest. Let me pray for you. You will not die before your time. I pray on your organs. I pray on all the system of your body, that none of them will pack up before their time in the name of Jesus. When it's time to enjoy your children, they will not be carrying about like a vegetable in the name of Jesus. Look at me. Anybody that is looking at you now, they want you to take care of them. Then later they collect them and say your mother is dead. I pray such people will go for you in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you that the Lord will preserve you. Now hear you, the Lord will preserve you. The Lord will preserve you. And will preserve your family. Will preserve your children. Every businessman in the house, I pray for you, you will not suffer. Every career person in the house, I pray for you, you will not suffer. Every student in the house, I pray for you, may you do well. Every partner in the house and watching me from all over the world, I pray for you, may you shine high, go high in life. May you soar high and go higher in life in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. So I pray for you as your father today. And I decree over your life, your convictions, your name, I pray for you. I pray for you over your relationship and anything that will help you in life. I decree the Lord will make your life easy for you. I pray may you go from mantle and get it and make your life easy in the name of Jesus. Power to serve God and be great is coming upon your life. You are blessed. Thank you, precious Lord. May you give something to your children. May you give something to your children, children. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me jam your hands to the Lord again.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and will make power.